Did you see the other day in the Tribune? Big story, big picture, too. Blackhawks name, logo, need to go. Rename the NHL team. It was written by a guy named David McGrath, formerly taught Native American literature at COD, and the author of a book called Southsiders. Hey, David, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm fine. It's a pleasure to be here, John.
I presume Southsiders? I'm sorry, I didn't see that book. Was that about the White Sox?
No, it's essentially about my crazy, wonderful family growing up on Chicago's South Side. My five brothers, two sisters, my parents. And it tries to bring out the distinctive characteristics of Southsiders.
Yeah. So you're a Chicagoan. Are you a Blackhawks fan, too?
Still am. In fact, kind of excited over the fact that they won last night in a big rally.
Yeah, no
kidding.
They
may make it into the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been talking about that this morning. That was, boy, if they make it into the playoffs this year, that will be the game where you said, wow, we've still got a chance, we can do this thing. So then what's this business you've got saying the Blackhawks need to change their name and logo? And I know you've taught Native American studies and literature, but what's your thought about this?
I think there are two reasons that they ought to change. One is historical, and one is present day. Historically, I mean, I received a lot of emails from Hawk fans saying that they don't see why it would have to change, that they don't see anything bad about the Blackhawk logo and the name. And when I was a young fan, I would probably have agreed. I'm sure I would have agreed. But that's seeing it from a non-Native perspective, and I was able to learn a little bit more about the Native perspective on the situation when I took a course on Native issues at the Lacoudere Ojibwe Reservation in northwestern Wisconsin near Hayward, home of the Muskie. My professor was Marilyn Benton. In the class, the issue of sports logos and mascots naturally came up. And she said, Professor Benton, addressing me and the other non-natives in the class, she said, what would your reaction be if a group of people swindled your great-grandparents out of their house and property, then for good measure kill the family? And then 100 years later, the same group of people or their descendants decided to put your great-grandfather's picture on a jersey and saying this time that they're honoring him. And even apart from the history, present day, the issue is with Native American youth, primarily. The problem on the Lacoudere Reservation and reservations throughout the country is that they have, because of issues with self-esteem and identity due to all the oppression in their history over the last century, even though that they're the smallest minority in the country, they have the highest rate of suicide, highest rate of drug addiction, highest rate of gang affiliation, low achievement in school, dropout rate in high school, alcoholism, death from alcoholism, and it's all tied with their self-image and in their sense of community worth. And studies have been done by psychologists. There was a landmark study done by a professor at the University of Washington, who found that when Native American youth are exposed to these images, even the ones that seem to be innocuous or harmless, like the Blackhawk logo, that they see how the country and the rest of the world is viewing, are viewing Indians and Indianness in the stereotypical way, which has nothing to do with their present-day lives, and this just exacerbates all those social problems that they're having. So it's a matter of humanity and justice. And
what
dignity.
If the intention of an individual were pure? And I don't know if I need to regard the history because that happened. But say the point was, maybe it wasn't even a hockey team, but we want to do something to recognize and honor Native Americans. And they said, well, okay, let's get the image of a Native American and let's boldly and proudly display it. And what if it came that way? And then people are all walking around with these tributes, true tributes. You can pay homage to someone. And then the hockey team said, hey, those are such awesome shirts, and we'd like to be part of the tribute to them. We will name our team after them and honor them similarly. I mean, isn't that conceivable? Even if that's not the history, that is the reflection for a lot of people now.
Well, the way you frame it is certainly positive. And
don't you think
forward,
that it's positive now? I mean, I know that we are ignorant of or indifferent, and that's a crime. I don't know what to say about that. But I do think that the intention of, the motivation of, from the organization to the fan is positive, is almost reverential.
That would be from primarily the non-Native fan.
Yeah. That's a white guy's perspective. Yeah. Well, but is it possible that I could also? So you do quote sources, and obviously you're more expert in this than I am. But I suppose I could find some Native Americans that appreciate what I just said, right?
Yes, of course. And we're being hypothetical, of course. I would not be able to account for when and how they became desensitized. But the majority Native American leadership, the National Congress of American Indians, the American Indian Center in Chicago, as I said in the article, the Cheyenne Nation's Youth Council of Chicago, 1,500 Native American tribes and organizations all are urging the elimination of these logos because of the egregious harm it does to Native American youth. And probably, I see you're reaching, or I hear that you're reaching for a positive.
Well, honestly, I'm reaching for what
forward.
I also think it's not a reach. I think that is, in fact, how Blackhawks fans and Chicago regards the image, the name, the logo. But go ahead.
Well, when Native Americans look at the logo, the adult Native Americans look at it in the historical way, especially with regard to the history of the Black Hawk War and the Battle of Bad Axe, in which the American cavalry massacred 400 men, women, and children, and then Chief Black Hawk was taken prisoner and paraded throughout the eastern cities as a way to probably deter other tribes from trying to return to their lands. And the young people look at that image, and of course, the fans that we're talking about, the fan that I am or that I was, look at it and think, well, this is a prideful thing. The name was conceived as an effort to epitomize intrepidness and ferocity and relentless, the relentless warrior. But that is the stereotype. It conjures the Hollywood stereotype of the Indian brave on his horse with war cries. And that's not who the Native Americans are today. That's not who the Native Americans
are.
Do
you think the Dallas Cowboys should change their logo then too? This is a little mental exercise for you and me, but that no more represents white America than maybe the warrior Indian represents Native Americans today, and yet both of them are part of our cultural past. there were warriors on the plains and there were cowboys on the plains. So now we have teams that quote unquote honor or disrespect that image in sports.
Yes, but there, we are well versed in the history of the American non-native and in the cowboy and the reductive image projected by the sports teams about the Native American image has been essentially scientifically proven or found or discovered by the American Psychological Society, the American Sociological Association, the National Education Association, to do nothing but harm to the slim minority of Native Americans alive today. And, of course, that is not analogous with the cowboys.
Yeah, I'll have that scratched from the record. That's a bad analogy. So then what do you propose as an alternative for the team?
That's a great question. And I think the alternative would be a big plus for the city, for the Hawks ownership, for Native Americans nationwide, if the Wirtz family decided to drop the name and the logo, made a scheduled a date for one of the games. We have it televised. We have national coverage, big ceremony. And they also explain at the same time why they are doing it. Get a local Native American.
What would it be? What would the new team or name be?
Well, I suggested. I'm not in promotion or advertising, so take my suggestions at face value. But I suggested just dropping it to Hawks,
right?
Or using a hawk common to Illinois, like the Red Tail Hawk,
right.
Make it the Chicago Red Tails or the Chicago Red Tail Hawks.
So no reflection of Native Americans in any way. Here again.
Not by the descendants of the people who vanquished them and who tried to exterminate.
Right. So therefore, America can never name a team or honor a tribe with any symbolism on sports jerseys. That's what you're saying.
I'm not so sure about never, but there are 17 states that have either passed a bill saying what you just said or introduced a bill, including Michigan, Oregon, Wisconsin, 14 others. And, of course, the Native American organizations I mentioned earlier are asking what you just asked or what you just suggested.
David McGrath is a freelance writer for the Chicago Tribune, the author of a book called Southsiders. In his piece in the Tribune the other day, Blackhawks' name and logo need to go. Rename the NHL team the Hawks was intriguing. Every now and then this conversation percolates up, and versions of this have come up with the University of Illinois, with the Atlanta baseball team, the now unnamed Washington football team. And I've always felt that those were different than the Blackhawks, maybe because I'm a bigger Blackhawks fan, and I feel like our intent is purer, or maybe because I just feel it's so reverential. None of that matters to you. You think the very existence of it is disrespectful, and it needs to change. In your estimation, is the Blackhawks team logo, et cetera, on a par with the Washington, quote-unquote, Redskins?
Well, John, it's not as outwardly derisive. It's not cartoonish like Chief Wahoo or
the very name
derogatory
of the
like the Redskins or discriminatory like the Redskins. But what it evokes for Native American people is very different from what it evokes for all the people who emailed me and said it felt like an honor. It's not an honor at all to them.
Yeah, because
and it has a lot to do with who is doing it and who is controlling that image and who is profiting off that image. That's a big part of it.
I'm out of time. I think another question, though, that maybe we'll consider or everybody needs to think is, okay, then who gets to decide? You take offense. I mean no offense. Should we then defer to you, the recipient of that derisiveness, or should you accommodate my expression, which is, I don't mean any offense. I'm not even talking about you, and to the degree I am, we're saying that we take our hat off to you. Therein lies maybe the dilemma for the team. And some food for thought from David McGrath. Hey, David, it's nice to talk to you. I'm out of time today. Let's visit again. I appreciate you joining us.
Glad to be here.